This is program number LW2467. Well, there was a meeting in a Massachusetts town not long ago that droned on for hours. Hi, this is Larry West. The topic was nuclear war. And speaker after speaker, scientists, politicians, religious leaders, doctors, they all recited their own lists of horrors, including charred cities, corpses by the millions, disabled survivors, and radioactive despair. In the back of the room, a group of adolescents became outraged. Finally, a young man rose and took the microphone and, with a trembling voice, addressing 300 adults, he said, "No one should have the right to choose whether an entire generation gets to grow up or not." You know, we in this generation are having to grow up with something very unique to our age. We're having to grow up with the bomb, the nuclear bomb. Albert Einstein, with his incredible insight, said a long time ago, "I don't know what kind of weapons will be used in the Third World War, assuming there will be a Third World War. But," he said, "I can tell you what the Fourth World War will be fought with: stone clubs." Dennis Overby, in a recent issue of Discover magazine, says, "From the streets of Europe to the temples of bomb-haunted Japan, from town meetings and college campuses in America to the councils of the Vatican, a growing number of people are expressing a fear that has been largely suppressed for years, that the nuclear arms race will end in disaster." You know, most of us Americans who were born since World War II have never really known a world that has not been faced with the threat of extinction, you know, where a nuclear holocaust could stop us and now our children from growing up. Yet every day, millions of us still go to work, go to school, we marry, we have children, we invest in money market funds, and it seems that we're unconcerned that there are Soviet missiles that keep us just 30 minutes away from oblivion. I say it seems we're unconcerned. That's not really the case, is it? Psychiatrists and psychologists and ministers all across the country are telling us that we, the people, generally speaking anyway, are very much concerned. And our fear began shortly after 8 a.m. on August 6, 1945, when an atomic bomb dropped from a B-29 through the skies of Hiroshima and transformed an ordinary day into a nightmare, killing a third of the city's 250,000 people. Many of the survivors of that blast found themselves wandering through the ruins, wondering if the whole world had ended. Growing up with the bomb, that's what we've been doing now for the last 40 years. And we've seen the pictures, and it's incredible that there could be anybody who would survive being even remotely close to the gigantic fireball cloud. It's devastating. No wonder we're concerned as to whether or not an entire generation gets to grow up or not. But you know, while we need to do all we can to prevent it, thank God there's hope, even if it comes. I mean, because of God, there's life even on the other side of the bomb. So while we may have our town meetings, like the one held in Massachusetts and another one held in Brooklyn and who knows how many others across the country, even though we may rally together to get rid of nuclear warfare in our concern, let's not forget to be ready for it, even if it does come. I mean, you know, it can be out of our control. Let's be ready for it. And when I say ready, I'm talking about where God is concerned. You know, the Bible says that everything in this world of ours is held together by the awesome power of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. We call it gravity. The Bible calls it Jesus. And the Bible says that one of these days, that same Jesus is going to turn his back upon it all, and this old world of ours is going to be separated from his presence. Now think about this. When he stops holding it together, it's going to explode. And you talk about an explosion. The nuclear bomb is like a firecracker compared to what God will do on that final day. So the wisest thing is to be ready if either one comes. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that will help. Write me for it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.